I couldn't contain my excitement. I mean, it's kind of always been a dream for me to have the opportunity to play at home. And growing up, seeing when I was in college, when the Royals were originally here, I always looked forward to maybe having the chance to play there one day. And then they got sold, and I didn't know if that was going to be a reality. So it's pretty cool and humbling for everything to come full circle and to just finally be able to announce that it's official, that I'm coming home and get to play in front of my hometown.
That's exciting. I guess we'll go out to questions, and then if there's anything I need to circle back on with you, I will. But first, let's go out to Caleb Turner with KSL.com.
Yeah, Michaela, I'm just curious when when you first heard that this might be a possibility.
I mean, it's been a while since I first heard about the possibility, but before it became like something that I could really hold on to and that was maybe attainable was probably a couple weeks ago.
Awesome. And then maybe just kind of talk about your experience in the NWSL so far. Obviously, you've been with Orlando for a couple of years. What's that been like, I guess, and how do you think you've grown as a player, as a pro in those few years?
Yeah, Orlando's been great. Obviously, they're who drafted me, so I played my rookie year and my second year with them. Everything I learned so much, developed both on the field and grew as a player in person. The club there is world class. The staff is awesome. They're building something really special there. So, obviously, I enjoyed my time there and I'm grateful for everybody that contributed to my development, growth, and success. But I couldn't really pass up an opportunity to come back home. So while I'm grateful for my time there, I'm very excited for the future.
All right, we'll wait for Caleb to reconnect. In the meantime, let's go to Sandra Herrera with CBS.
Hey there, Michaela. Thanks so much for the time. Exciting news for you in this homecoming. A couple questions for you. First one is, what was it about the process or the pitch to come to Utah? Was it just about the homecoming angle of it? I know they're going to be the 13th team in the league next year. What were some of the key points for you in saying yes, this feels like the right fit for me?
Well, obviously, this being my hometown has a big draw to it, but no, I wouldn't say that that's everything that it was. I remember what I was doing when I heard that Amy Rodriguez would be the head coach and when she was named and hired. And I think I got the chills right when that happened. I mean, I was like, to have the opportunity and see it be a potential to play for her, the legend that she is, everything that she's done in her career, it just really excited me. So that was a big selling point as well. Then I got to meet Kelly, the general manager, and I just had so many positive feelings from after my conversations with each of them, and I just felt like it was a good fit on top of the fact that it would be returning back home and getting to play in front of my family and my support system here.
Yeah, for sure. Sort of staying with the combos with a legend like Amy Rodriguez. She spoke a little bit about Utah being a place for players to come and continue like their development, especially in light of the new redesign training facility that you recently were speaking about. You're someone who's been in the league since 2021, so not quite a rookie, but you're still early in navigating your professional career. So what are some things that you're looking forward to in developing for yourself, whether it's for, personal soccer career or personally off the pitch while with Utah?
Yeah, I think that those first 2 years of my career in Orlando were critical development pieces, but I feel like I'm just kind of scratching the surface of what my career can become and what I'm capable of achieving. So I hope to just continue on the right path and grow and develop in all ways. And I think that Utah is a perfect place for me to be able to do so and feel comfortable in my environment and get the best out of myself.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jeff Rainier with Fox 13 and then Sean Walker with KSL.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations on coming home. We've heard your name a lot through the years as a soccer player in high school and
the club system and then BYU. I want to ask you, how important do you think it is for there to be an NWSL team back in Utah, as far as like development of girl soccer players in the state?
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's a great state with so many fans that love to support the game, as we saw the original time that the Royals were here. And so it's just really exciting for that to return and for the fans to have the opportunity to continue supporting. But I think it's huge. I mean, there's so much good quality soccer here in Utah and youth and college programs, and so it's just fun for them to have something to look up to watch in person, to have, in their backyards and look up to as role models both on and off the pitch, and to kind of strive to become and have goals for them to reach. So I think it's just a great environment for an NWSL team to be, and I think that that will be evident in the turnout that we get at games.
And one quick follow-up, speaking of support, what was the reaction from your family and friends on the news of you returning?
They were pretty excited. I think everybody hoped that it would be a possibility for me, and I kept everything a little hush hush even when I had those initial conversations, and so it was fun to tell them and see their excited reaction.
Sean, go ahead.
Hey Kayla, congrats, welcome back home. You know I got to bring it back to your BYU days a little bit because you touched on this a little there. But how is NWSL pro now, Michaela Clough, different from BYU's Michaela Coulihan? What can Royals fans expect out of you that's maybe a little bit different from what you were a couple years ago?
Well, first of all, it's fun to see a familiar face. So hi, hope you're doing well. But yeah, I think that I've grown in a lot of ways. I've kind of played a different role my first 2 years in the NWSL than I did at BYU. I'm not as an attacking of a player. That's kind of what was demanded out of me to contribute to that team, and I'm always open to playing whatever role is needed. I played more of a defensive midfield position. But I think that I just shaped my game to be more of an overall midfielder. You always have your sixes or your tens or your eights, but I think I'm capable of being productive in each one of those roles. And I think that's the experience that Orlando gave me. And I also just got overall game experience in the NWSL to feel comfortable at this level.
And then just one more really quick, because this isn't your first time within the Royals organization. Of course, I'm talking about the Royals reserves. You, me, and like 13 of our friends, probably the only ones that remember that old outfit a little bit. When they were pitching you to come back to Utah and everything, what was there a sense of familiarity with the organization, or does this feel like something that's kind of brand new and a true expansion club, I guess?
Well, there's some familiarity just with it being right here where it was beforehand and stuff, but I feel that the whole club is rebranded. There's new staff. It's a completely different club now, and I think that that's only a positive thing for everyone to kind of come in to see new faces and for everyone to start from scratch together and really build something from the bottom up.
Thanks, Sean. Please use the raised hand function if you would like to ask a question. Let's go out to Steph Yang with The Athletic.
We good? Sorry if you hear any background noise.
Think you're good.
All right, cool. First of all, congrats on the announcement. But the first player that a team announces, on a lot of times, fans can read into it or they expect it to set the tone for kind of what's to come. And so I'm just wondering what you would hope, or like what tone you would prefer that your signing announces, or what tone you hope to set at the club, from day one.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that if anything, it shows everyone that Utah wants to get top quality players in the league and to really build something special. But to set no lower standard than winning an NWSL championship, I think that's for sure the goal, and I think that that is a real possibility here. And so I feel that Utah is doing everything on their end to show that and work towards it.
Caleb, were you able to reconnect? Any other questions for Michaela? All right. Well, Michaela, thank you again. We're really excited to have you back in Utah. We really look forward to building the roster around you over the next couple weeks, couple months, and really looking forward, I guess, to a 2024 season. My only last question, last thought I'll ask you for is, have you let your dreams look ahead to March of 2024 and what it might be like to step out on that America First Field pitch in front of 20,000 fans?
Well, so far I've tried to just take it one day at a time when we're working through the process, but now that things are official and I'm able to kind of have that sigh of relief that it's actually happening, yes, I'm very pumped. I cannot wait to play in front of the fans here. And I really can't contain my excitement.
Well, awesome. Thanks for being the focal point of another historic day for soccer in Utah. And we look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. So thanks so much, Michaela, for taking the time.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. And I can't wait.
All right, everybody, please reach out to Trey or Delmi if you need anything at all regarding the Royals as we get up and running. And we look forward to working with you for the rest of this year and, of course, throughout 2024. Have a great day, everybody.